Welcome to the 18th Science of Wholeness podcast, titled Communications Beyond the Veil, Bridging the Gap, which aired Friday, August 16, 2024. Dear skeptics and believers alike, welcome to an exploration of the extraordinary. Today, we delve into the realm where the physical and the spiritual intersect, where the boundaries of our understanding blur, and where evidence suggests that communication with those on the other side may be closer than we think. The veil is a thin partition between two different realities. For centuries, humanity has pondered the nature of consciousness, the afterlife, and the possibility of communication with those who have transitioned. Spiritualists and mystics have long claimed a connection to the other side. Yet it is only in recent times that technology has offered us a potential bridge. Let us now discuss the dawn of EVP. In the mid-20th century, a new frontier opened with the advent of electronic voice phenomenon, or EVP. Pioneering researchers began capturing inexplicable voices on audio recordings, often during seances or spirit communication sessions. These voices, ethereal and often fragmented, hinted at a world beyond our perception. There needs to be a science behind the spirit. Now I know what you're thinking. This is all very well, but where's the science? And you're absolutely right. While the spiritual realm is often subjective, there are scientific methodologies being applied to this field. Electromagnetism, quantum physics, and even parapsychology are offering intriguing insights. Some theories suggest that consciousness is a form of energy capable of interacting with the physical world. If this is true, it's conceivable that under specific conditions, this energy can be captured and transformed into audio or visual signals. Let's explore beyond the voice. EVPs are just the beginning. Today, we're witnessing a proliferation of technological advancements that may be opening new channels of communication, from full-spectrum cameras that can capture anomalies in the electromagnetic spectrum, to artificial intelligence capable of analyzing vast data sets for patterns. The tools at our disposal are becoming increasingly sophisticated. We can share personal experiences and testimonies. I invite you to share your personal experiences. Have you ever felt a presence, witnessed unexplained phenomena, or perhaps captured an EVP on your own devices? Your stories are invaluable to our collective understanding. There are ethical considerations, however. While the pursuit of knowledge is essential, it's equally important to approach the subject with respect and ethics. We must tread carefully, honoring the sanctity of life and death. Allow us to demystify the unknown and journey into the realm of electronic voice phenomena. We stand on the precipice of a mystery as old as humanity itself, the nature of consciousness beyond the physical realm. Today we embark on a journey into the enigmatic world of electronic voice phenomena, or EVPs. These are not mere sounds, but potential whispers from the other side, captured in the ethereal expanse of audio recordings. Imagine this, hours of seemingly mundane recordings transformed into a treasure trove of hidden messages, like archaeologists unearthing artifacts. We delve into these sonic landscapes, seeking the faintest echoes of otherworldly voices. These EVPs are not always clear, not always expected. They are fragments, whispers caught in the wind of technology. To fully appreciate the subtlety of these recordings, we invite you to equip yourself with high-quality headphones. Let the sounds wash over you, allowing your mind to open to possibilities. Remember, the human ear is a remarkable instrument, capable of discerning nuances beyond the ordinary. We must approach these recordings with a blend of curiosity and critical thinking. While some voices may evoke a profound sense of connection, others might challenge our perceptions. It's essential to maintain an open mind, yet a discerning ear. These are, after all, early attempts at communication across a vast and unknown divide. The journey into EVPs is not without its challenges. The pareidolia effect, our brain's tendency to find patterns in random stimuli, can be a double-edged sword. What seems like a clear message might be a trick of the mind. This is why we present these recordings, allowing you to be the judge. We invite you to listen deeply, to suspend disbelief, and to embark on this extraordinary exploration. Whether these voices are echoes from beyond the veil or intricate manifestations of our own subconscious, one thing is certain. They invite us to question our understanding of reality and the nature of existence. How do I manifest these so-called voices? I primarily capture these EVPs using white noise, which can be found on any amplifier or radio tuned between stations on frequencies like shortwave, FM, or AM. I have also experimented with using tools such as sensitive microphones, foggers, plasma lamps, crystal radios, electrolyte batteries, beam splitters, homemade interferometers, and red, green, and UV laser beams on solar panels. I direct these sources into one of my iMac computers while running Audio Hijack, a sound processing program that filters, distills, and amplifies white noise or radio static into distinct, separate sounds. It seemed that the source of the white noise didn't make a significant difference as long as it was carefully amplified, processed, channeled, and filtered through a 2019 or earlier version of Audio Hijack 3.5.7. Anything to do with a radio usually provided the most interesting results. What I find intriguing is that some of these sounds resemble actual words, but it takes hours of sorting through raw recordings to find a few that form words or short sentences. As mentioned previously, most of these could easily be pareidolia, the tendency for the mind to perceive a word or human voice in a random sound coincidentally resembling actual words or a human voice. Even if this is the case throughout all of my experiments, I still find this phenomenon utterly fascinating. It's quite time-consuming to listen to and then sort through and edit out hours of mostly random noises until I find something interesting. After selecting the best recordings, I compile them into shorter recordings and upload them to the EVP section of my website on wholejoy.com. Unfortunately, to my great disappointment, I found that while some voices are clear to me, other people interpret them differently and hear different words or nothing at all except static. It's possible that maybe I have an unusual hearing ability. I can only assume that everyone's listening and interpretation centers of their brains are wired differently. Nonetheless, are you still interested in listening to a careful selection of some of the most clear and intriguing messages I've heard so far? Here is a short compilation of some of the most interesting spirit messages I've yet discovered throughout all the years of experimentation. In light of the fact that so many of you listeners seem to have trouble picking up the same words that I can hear so clearly, I've repeated every single one of the following sound clips 3 times. I find some of these recordings hauntingly beautiful. The following is a short song meant for me by what sounds like a lovely young lady named Christine. Sing to me, "How are you, Russell? Christine here." Naturally, I was astonished by this. The next audio clip gave me chills. At first, a female voice says, "Talk to Russell," followed by a weirdly familiar male voice shouting, "Mr. Russell? Russell!" in a European accent. It's so strange. I often hear my name in these EVPs, but this time it was so clear and personal that it really stood out to me. It sounded like someone shouting my name from a distance. I frequently received the same message for years before it gradually faded away. It sounded oddly familiar, like a nickname from an old acquaintance. Hey, Russell Man. I found that I got the best results when using an amplified crystal radio tuned between stations, carefully balanced with a good source of white noise to capture the vivid voices you'll hear in the upcoming sound clips. In the next sound clip, I seem to hear, "Don't be stupid, we need Russell." Being relevant messages addressed to me personally, they can't simply be stray radio signals. The following sound clip, again addressed to me personally, seems to feature at least two people speaking with me in a conversation. "I've been here for years. I was the messenger." "Yes, he's the man. We are beautiful, Russell." At least two voices often come up in my recordings, identifying themselves as Osif and Joseph. Are they my spirit guides? It starts by saying, "I love you," and then, "I'm awesome." Another voice comes in with, "Hear me, Russell. Hear me, Russell. I am Joseph here. I salute you. I wish you well." In the following sound clip, at least two voices could be heard saying, "Osif, Russell, I'm here. He's so funny, so funny. He loves to be miserable, miserable. You get miserable. Osif here." Unfortunately, I have suffered from depression and moodiness for most of my adult life. On the day I was trying to capture these EVP recordings, I was feeling particularly angry and depressed. Capturing good EVPs requires extraordinary time, skill, effort, and patience. It was evident that these souls were commenting on it. In this recording, I hear Ossif here. He's very touchy now. Hey, Russell. They love you, people. Bless you, man. I keep you in my thoughts. It's settled, man. The souls often try to console me in my endeavors. You would be amazed by how loving, wise, affectionate, and understanding they can be. The next recording shows one of their countless attempts to help me feel better by saying the following. Don't worry. Russell, you're not stupid. The following favorite series of captured EVPs sounds to me like a major musical production, almost like a variety show where women sing and dance. Most of it is unmistakably addressed to me personally, and I can never get over how profoundly romantic it sounds. Strangely enough, the next to last voice that says, "He's one of your family," is exactly what my dad's new wife after my mother passed over used to sound like and say while still alive. Since this series of EVPs is too long to repeat three times and needs to be listened to as a whole, I'll repeat it only twice. The lyrics and other voices I heard go like this. I really love you. Lovely end. Let's spook him. Russell, Russell. Oh, Russell, I'm his. Come back, my love, I love you, Russell. Hi, Russell. It's a ghost, Russell. I miss you, Russell. I miss you, honey. Let's fall in love. He's one of your family. I love you. You can find the rest of these voices at the provided link under My EVP Experiments, located in the Afterlife section found at the top menu of wholejoy.com. I noticed many times how the voices responded to my moods and even requests, such as repeating a word or phrase that I would say, such as water distiller, crystal, and pyramid. In recording number 17, this experiment was conducted with great success. Although probably not very clear for most people, I certainly hear their correct responses quite vividly whenever I play them back. Another amazing thing happened on my birthday in July 2018 in recording number 18 when I distinctly and unmistakably heard "Happy Birthday to Russ" in my dad's voice. Naturally, I was stunned. But as I mentioned earlier, what I found equally stunning and disappointing was how few people could hear what I was hearing so crystal clear and distinctly. It might have something to do with how everyone is differently wired in how they interpret frequency, pitch, and speech. The rest of the highlights of this ethereal party continues here, starting with my dad saying, "Where's Russell?" in the very same way he used to say it. Then I hear my dad's announcement, "Your daddy here," followed by a male and a female's, or possibly both my mom and my dad's voice. "It's a ghost, Russell," followed by "kind of stupid" in a female voice, and then my dad's voice saying, "I love joking." Then my dad says, "I love your crystals. They are so varied. How much?" At the time of this recording, I had a crystal rock collection on display around my equipment, allegedly used to heighten the vibration around my sensitive equipment. In the final highlight of this amazing recording, my dad again says, "Happy birthday," and "Where's Russell?" While we're on the subject, on some other occasion, I did receive another remarkable message from my parents. In fact, one of many. This one says, "Russell, we love you," in both their voices together, followed by, "Daddy here."
"Daddy
You might have noticed that most of these messages are short and quirky. I still have a lot of work to do and need to tinker with my devices before I hear longer sentences. Here's another message that I heard, perhaps referring to all the emails I have to sort through every day. It says, read all those messages. Oh well. Now get ready for a really strange sound clip. It sounded like someone saying, Karl Marx here. Hi, Russell. Hi, Russell. Karl Marx here. This went on for over a week at the end of March 2018 and then gradually faded out. It didn't seem to matter whether the white noise I was using came from one of my shortwave radios or downloaded from the internet. The strange voice seemed to be everywhere. I started to realize it must be originating from within the computer itself, even though the white noise still had to exist as a carrier. And here is another example where Karl Marx shows up, but this time along with some of my other messages. It seems to say, oh, ask some questions. Action, Karl Marx here, Karl Marx here. No research into electronic voice phenomenon can be considered complete without at least some mention of Jesus. Depending on one's belief system, Jesus is often perceived as a major component of the afterlife. In many near-death experiences, people report encounters with Jesus or being saved by him from challenging or even dangerous situations. As their oversoul or higher self, the figure of Christ frequently appears. Remarkably, a voice identifying itself as Jesus came through on one of my recordings. The conversation is as follows. Father, in a gruff, strong voice, followed by, Jesus, I love you dearly, in a female voice. And then, I am Jesus, in that same strong voice. Then an astonished man says, oh wow, Jesus. In conclusion, whether you believe or are skeptical, the evidence surrounding EVPs and related phenomena is undeniable. It challenges our preconceived notions and invites us to expand our understanding of reality. As we continue to explore the frontiers of science and spirituality, one thing is clear: the veil between worlds may be thinner than we ever imagined. Let us embrace this opportunity to learn, to question, and to open our minds to the possibility of something truly extraordinary. I would like to invite you to join me in supporting the ongoing operations of my website and my EVP research. Your contribution, no matter how small, plays a crucial role in sustaining this platform and for furthering my efforts at scientifically advanced technological communication with post-material persons. Please help in any way you can to keep this website online and my research going forward. In addition, you can further assist by exploring the enriching array of 22 ebooks offered by me. These books are meticulously written to empower and address the profound challenges you may encounter in your journey. By purchasing my publications, you would also be contributing to the cause, as I would receive modest royalty for every book you buy. Together, let us embark on a transformative journey towards a harmonious world, driven by elevated consciousness rather than succumbing to the limitations of a fragmented paradigm. Your support is not just an investment in my research for the greater good of all. It is a catalyst for positive change in our collective existence. Lastly, I would like to thank all of you for tuning into my podcast. Take care, and until next time, stay vibrant, stay empowered, and stay well.